The two UN health agencies, the World Health Organization and the UNAIDS, recommend male circumcision in regions where HIV and AIDS is widely spread by heterosexual men like sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Kason Deboa, an urologist consultant, explained the logic behind the advice.
When a person is uncircumcised, that layer of inner skin is very thin and very weak. It is easily broken, so the virus easily enters. Once a person is circumcised, it's almost as if they have got a wall fence. When the virus tries to enter, it finds that it cannot, because there's a thickened barrier. Thickness of the skin prevents the virus from entering. The thickness of the skin prevents easy bruising. Also, the thickness of the skin reduces the incidence of ulcerative STIs.
According to recent findings, uncircumcised men are more than twice likely to be infected than circumcised men. But there is no evidence yet as to whether circumcision has any impact on the risk of infection for women or men who have sex with other men. However, there is some resistance to circumcision. In some African countries, it is viewed as a rite of passage to manhood, but in other areas, men will only accept to be circumcised if it is free and done safely. This is a challenge in some developing countries, as there is a shortage of medical personnel like surgeons and urologists. In Zambia, the main public health institution, the University Teaching Hospital, has begun offering the service. More than 400 men are said to be requesting for the service, far way beyond the surgeons can accommodate at the institution. Other activists, however, says focus should be on behavior change among youth. They noted that in much of the so-called HIV/AIDS belt that cuts across Southern Africa, there is a tradition of multi-sexual partners, an issue that increases the likelihood of infection. Professor Nkandi Luo is a renowned HIV consultant in Lusaka.
As we run around on circumcision, go to the compounds and see what happens. Every other house is a shabi. Every other house is a beer hall. Young people, as young as 9 years, they are dancing. Or some are behind having sex. And what circumcision are we talking about?
Professor Kumar Babo is a public health specialist with the University Teaching Hospital in Zambia.
That currently we are having a human resource crisis in all categories of health workers. It is a very, very big concern due to brain drain, due to atresia, due to compliances, and then so many things, deaths and disasters. All these have contributed in Zambia facing a human resource crisis.
But those who support circumcision says the practice should be added to the arsenal of other HIV interventions, like the use of condoms, abstinence campaign messages, and the distribution of antiretroviral drugs to pregnant women. This new intervention, male circumcision, is coupled with counseling message so as to prevent people from developing false sense of security for the virus. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest rate of HIV and AIDS. Over 70% of male adults acquire HIV/AIDS infection through vaginal intercourse. For the VOA Africa, I'm Conrad Dunstan in Lusaka, Zambia.